Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. Wilmington's newest public art installation makes a powerful statement. Black lives do matter. End racism now. The community art project was managed by Jana Siegel Robertson, known for the Forest of Dreams mural at 10th and Fanning Streets, and Grayson Davis, an art teacher at Glow Academy. Grayson joins me in the studio to talk about the collaboration. How many artists were involved in the project?
So we had 19 different artists slash artist groups, I'll say. There were students from CFCC who did the In Racism Now sign, young girls from Glow Academy who did the D in Do, students from Dreams who did the O in Do, but for the most part, everybody else was single entity artists.
Did you paint any of the letters?
Yes, I did. I did the exclamation point in the word lives. So where it should be an I, it is an exclamation point.
Grayson says the public statement is very personal to him.
It came to two things. My grandfather, who has seen racism and just atrocities I couldn't even bear, fought his entire life for at least this, right? For at least something like this. And then my daughter, who she's not invested in any political game or like jargon and semantics don't mean much to her, but she can look at that and she can say, dang, that's dope. I live in a community where my life is valued. How can I make change? Like, if you guys can do this, then how can I take the next step?
If you're just tuning into WHQR, I'm speaking with Grayson Davis, who, along with Jana Siegel Robertson, coordinated the Black Lives Do Matter, End Racism Now public art installation at Gervais Park. The 4-foot by 8-foot letters are especially visible for motorists getting on and off the Martin Luther King Parkway in downtown Wilmington.
You know, we wanted to stand in solidarity with the entire world in having the street sign. But where they were even going to give us a street sign was completely non-visible. And I'm almost glad that's the case because I just feel like this is just, you know, it's way more projecting. It's more unique. And it's just undeniable. You don't have the opportunity to not see it.
Across America, the world even, public art has helped define this movement.
I think art communicates in a way that is completely disarming. You can lean politically however you want to, but when your eyes see something that your heart feels, you feel it. And I think that's important in trying to move conversation forward because it's a good place to start. Opposing views may never get to a place because we're standing in our own like indignation, but when it's just you and a piece of art, you were having to have that like inner dialogue. You were conversing with that piece in front of you. And it is only you addressing your emotions. It's you addressing your hatred. It's you addressing your love. It's you addressing your empathy. It's you addressing everything and having to figure out, where am I as a person?
What would you say to those people who don't necessarily share your views?
Go visit this piece. Sit with this piece. Have that conversation with yourself. And ask, what are my real feelings in this moment? There are some very powerful pieces in that mural. And ask yourself, is this for real? These artists aren't making this up. But have the conversation with yourself. Jump off that diving board in your brain and splash right inside your heart and really try to empathize. Really try to figure out what this message honestly is. Look inside your heart as a good person. And say, can I at least see why this needs to be a message?
We've been speaking with Grayson Davis, who teamed up with Jana Siegel Robertson. The public art installation at Gervais Park will remain on display for 1 year. Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.